Now KRWG News. Good morning. It is 6:45. This is KC Counts. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced new restrictions yesterday following a rise in new COVID cases and hospitalizations throughout the state. For more, here's Madison Staton.
New Mexico's testing positivity rate has climbed to almost 6.5%, prompting Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to announce new pandemic restrictions.
New Mexico has a third less hospital and healthcare capacity per capita than any other state in the country. That means we have to get it right, and we have to do everything we can to make sure people can get routine care.
Effective this upcoming Friday, state-operated museums and historical sites must close their doors, and all retail establishments must close by 10 p.m. Food and drink establishments will be required to complete the state's safe certification training program by October 30th if they wish to operate indoor dining at 25% capacity. Grisham also spoke about the need for businesses who come in contact with the virus to temporarily close.
If a business records 4 rapid responses in a 14-day period, that business must close for 2 full weeks so that we can reset. This applies to food and drink establishments, retail establishments, places of lodging, and any close contact businesses as defined in the public health order. I know that this is an area that we all struggle with because we want our restaurants to succeed. It is already incredibly hard. Winter is coming, and 25% occupancy or limited occupancy indoors is not a sustainable model economically.
Restaurants will also be required to keep a log of patrons who dine on site for 3 weeks, as well as consent to spot testing of employees. Grisham is hopeful the new restrictions will be enough to keep the virus under control and that the state will be able to avoid more severe restrictions.
This is a way for us to minimize that spread and deal with outbreaks. We want to do that so that we don't have wholesale economic disruption. We believe this one effort is significant enough that we will be focusing on locations and high-risk communities so that we can get folks back to the whole state managing the virus and limiting the spread.
One large concern remains the capacity of New Mexico hospitals, as 81% of all adult hospital beds are currently occupied. Dr. David Scrace, the Cabinet Secretary for the Health and Human Services Department, advised people to continue to come into healthcare facilities.
We're concerned about the next 2 weeks. This doesn't mean don't go to the hospital if you have a scheduled test or procedure. It just means that for the rest of the time, when you're not seeking medical care, do your best to stay at home, wash your hands. If you do go out, wear your mask and strictly avoid large gatherings. So for the time being, we have room in the hospitals, but we're very, very concerned about the next 2 weeks.
The governor emphasized these restrictions aren't about instilling fear, but rather to prepare New Mexico to fight against the virus more effectively. The top priorities, she says, are minimizing both spread and risk.
We have the opportunity. It's the fourth quarter. The virus doesn't have to win. We can win. We can manage it. We can come back down to a 2% positivity rate. And I'm optimistic that these efforts, working in partnership with our businesses, that we can make these differences as long as New Mexicans support these by wearing your masks, keeping socially distanced, and staying home.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staton.
You can follow our reporter, Madison Staton, on Twitter at Madison M. Staton. Health officials announced 599 additional COVID cases yesterday, with 205 people hospitalized. 136 of the new cases were in Doñana County, 29 were in Otero County, and 7 more deaths were reported, bringing the state's death toll to 942. El Paso health officials reported 3 more deaths, bringing the city's total to 563. 670 new cases were announced this morning, and hospitalizations are at an all-time high in El Paso with about 500 patients. The New Mexico Supreme Court has upheld the first-degree murder conviction of a former Silver City police officer in the killing of his estranged wife amid a contentious divorce and child custody case. The court's ruling Monday said the trial court properly allowed admission of hearsay statements from victim Cassie Farrington concerning Bradley Scott Farrington because there was evidence that he killed her to make her unavailable as a witness. The ruling cited Bradley Farrington's extensive history of domestic violence, his exploitation of his status as a police officer, and the couple's acrimonious divorce and custody proceedings. The victim, 23-year-old mother of two, was found dead in her Silver City home in 2014. Get more news anytime at krwg.org.